Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. And we want this to be the best year ever for our friends, our family, and our loyal listeners all around the world. And that means you.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, what a show we have today on courage, the catalyst for change. All progress and transformation throughout history occurred and continues to occur because of the risk taken by courageous men and women. Join us as health guru Beverly Nadler recounts some profound historical and current acts of courage and inspires us to have the courage to make the changes we want in our own lives. Folks, it didn't take much courage for me to recognize an extraordinary person when I saw one, and that was when I met Beverly Nadler. To this day, I remember where we were, and I even remember the room and where I was standing when we went over to each other decades ago, and we've been best friends ever since. That didn't take courage. That just took foresight and the ability to recognize an extraordinary person when I met one. So without further ado, I bring to you this extraordinary person, my friend, Beverly Nadler.
Whoa! May I live up to that incredible introduction. Every single week you give me a new and different introduction, and it's remarkable. And of course, you know that I share the same thoughts of you that you share of me. Our relationship has been extraordinary, and may it go on for many, many more decades. I love you, Joyce, and I love being on the show, and I love the show we're doing today.
And that's why I love Thursdays, because we have the remarkable Here's to Your Health Thursday, and it is always remarkable. Go ahead, take it away. Have the courage to tell people why they should.
You know, we talk about this is Here's to Your Health Thursday, and sometimes you might say, why are these particular things that we talk about, sometimes faith, love, various appreciation, and in this case, courage, what does that have to do with health? Folks, we are basically multidimensional people. We are basically spiritual people. And the more that we feed our spirit, the more that we utilize those wonderful attributes of our soul, the healthier and happier we are, and courage is in fact an attribute of the soul. Life on planet Earth requires courage, and it's not the absence of fear, it's doing what you do in spite of fear. And the more courageous you are, the more you will conquer your fears, and when you have less fear, believe me, you are not only happier, you are a lot healthier.
Agreed. Totally agree. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because I can't imagine people saying, "Why? What does courage have to do with health? What does love have to do with it?" It has everything to do with it. It's all part of our emotional beings, our souls. So I'm glad you brought that up and let people know.
Thank you. Thank you for recognizing the importance of that, because I, too, as you know, think, what would people, how would they relate this to Here's to Your Health? But yes, it is so important for your health. So the first part of this program is a reminder of some of the courageous acts of people that resulted in huge changes and progress in our world. And the second part is about us, or about you, about the courage we want to have in order to go through the challenges and adversities of life, and how to develop that. And we've got some wonderful quotes that people have made about courage, some of which you may even want to write down as reminders for yourself that you have within you the ability to take the risks, to do what you need to do, and overcome some of your fears.
I think this show is going to really make a profound difference all around the world, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say. I'm really excited about it.
Well, thank you, Joyce. I am too. I was excited about it when I was even thinking about it. We're going to begin with Hanukkah celebration, because it just ended, and I know that you had some shows talking about Hanukkah and its importance, and perhaps what I say will just bring out a particular fact about how important it is to recognize this for the Jewish people, to recognize the importance of Hanukkah, because what it is a celebration That is because the small band of Jews, just six people, an aged Jewish priest and his five sons called the Maccabees, were able to overcome their enemies, the Syrians. The Syrians had wanted to literally wipe out Judaism altogether, and they did defile and almost destroy the Temple of Jerusalem. But the Maccabees, thank goodness, thank God, were able to overcome them. And as a result of that, of course, they rededicated the temple. They cleansed it, rededicated it. And in fact, the word Hanukkah means rededication. And it was a festival, and is a festival of lights every year, commemorating what is considered to be the miracle of the Hanukkah celebration, and that there was oil in the temple for only one day, and it actually lasted for eight. So this, Hanukkah came very early this year. Usually it comes very much closer to Christmas, but we enjoyed our Hanukkah celebration, and I'm sure all of you who are listening, who are Jewish or who participated, also enjoyed yours.
And I'm excited about the past shows acknowledging the holidays and also the future ones. We celebrate right through the first week of January. Go ahead, please.
That's wonderful. Okay, so the rest of this show, of the first part of this show, the historical events, will be pretty much in what I call chronological order. And we'll begin with Abraham, who was the first person to bring the awareness of the fact that there is only one God. No matter what different ways we worship and how many different symbols that we have, we recognize the fact that there is one God, and Abraham was the first. So that is a huge, huge catalyst for change, and understand what he had to go through in order to convince people, in order to defy what was considered to be the laws and the beliefs of that time, and yet he was able to do this, and as a result, we have a major religion, small in numbers, but a very major religion, of Judaism. Follow that with Moses. Moses led the Jewish people who were slaves out of Egypt to freedom, and his connection to the one God gave us the Ten Commandments and the Old Testament of the Bible, which is also for Judaism called the Five Books of Moses. But it is the Old Testament of the Bible, which is also a part of the Christian Bible. The early Christians, who were Jews, recognized the loving and beautiful message given by the Rabbi Jesus, who of course was Jew, and they became his followers. As a result, they were terribly persecuted, but out of that event, which will be celebrated later this month, we have Christianity, which became the largest religion in the world. Next, I'm leaving them. There's other, of course, events in the Bible, but in the understanding that we have limited time for this wonderful show, I'm going to move on beyond the Bible to some of the other examples of courage that were a catalyst for huge change. And the 13 colonies, which became America, are the result of the courage of the founding fathers, you know, George Washington, Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and others who became the symbols of freedom. And that was a huge, huge event. America became the leading, the leader in the free world. Moving on, we have Mahatma Gandhi, and he was the catalyst for an independent India. And I want you to recognize that we're talking about just a few people and some major events that totally changed history of the world. We can move on to Abraham Lincoln, who was the catalyst to end slavery in the United States. And, of course, he lost his life over that, at least his physical life, though I believe that we all go on beyond our physical life. But at any rate, what a huge, huge difference that has made for humanity. Moving on, we have Albert Einstein. You know, he had the courage to pursue his research and his dreams and his theories, which people laughed at the time. They did not believe that this what they consider a simple man, in fact, sometimes they even thought he was crazy, knew what he was talking about. And yet today, physics, all of the things that science has brought to us had its beginning in the understanding of the theories and the research and inventiveness of this man, Albert Einstein. And then during the Holocaust, think of the courage of the people who were willing to hide Jewish people, people who were not Jewish. You know, we saw a movie called Schindler's List, and certainly that was a huge demonstration of courage by Schindler. But there were many other Germans, and there were people in Holland and in Poland who also had the courage to hide the Jews, knowing that if they did this, if they were ever found, they would be executed. Martin Luther King is a major catalyst for the civil rights movement. And you might remember the name of Rosa Parks, who refused to go to the back of the bus. You know, even though slavery had ended, there was certainly a way of treating people of other races that was quite horrible in the United States. And these people, especially Martin Luther King, of course, had a major role in changing that. And the people who had the courage to march with Martin Luther King, the courage to fight for civil rights, there's a lot of people, but he was one of the most well-known and certainly one of the leaders, and he made a very powerful, powerful speech. In more recent times, we have the what we call the Me Too movement. And this is the courage of women who have decided they had enough of men who decided that women were just sex objects, and in order to move on in business and the arts and the entertainment industries, had to give very huge favors to these men. And they had the courage very recently, to come out and say, no more, we're not putting up with this. And as a result, a lot of prominent men have lost their jobs and have lost respect because it's discovered how much they literally abused women in the past. And hopefully the Me Too movement will continue so that more and more women will explain and detail some of the other men that should not be in prominent positions because of the way that they treated women in the past. And hopefully this is going to totally transform the way that women are treated in the future.
I think it goes a long way in having that happen, the Me Too movement. As we've seen, some really powerful men have been taken down. They are in jail because women finally they have a voice. And the affinity around the world of one person giving another the courage to move forward with it is why we are having the changes. It just starts with that one, and then the rest will follow when they get inspired enough.
Oh, you are so right. It does. It requires, that's it. That's why I say it's the catalyst for change, courage, and it brings other people along who say, okay, I now feel that I can also join in this movement. And, of course, these are huge examples. And, you know, we don't all have the particular type of temperament, nor are we called upon to do the same kinds of things. We're more, what we say, regular people, most of us, and this is not, but these are examples of the huge catalyst for change. But what's going on around the world, there are so many people today and throughout history that have made a huge difference, sometimes with just a few people in their proximity, shall we say, in their area. Oh, before I get to that, I do want to mention, yes, the brave and courageous youngsters who came out of the shooting in Parkland, and because that's not the only school shooting, we know there was a number of school shootings, much too many. One is much too many, but there were many school shootings, and out of the one in Parkland, Florida, came these brave and courageous youngsters who are really fighting to stop this from happening in other areas, to actually make a huge difference. And these are teenagers who want to stop the insanity. So they, too, deserve to be mentioned as something very special, because they are also catalyst for change.
I totally agree on that. Those kids were amazing, amazing. They just never stopped. And each one that came forth, they were brilliant. They were inspiring. And I do believe they will make that difference sooner or later as to gun control and what needs to happen to protect our schools.
Absolutely. And, of course, to protect large organizations of any kind, wherever people gather, you know, the different, I don't call them coliseums, but huge places like in Las Vegas and in England, where some insane people just come and shoot up for no reason. Could talk about mental illness, but that's a whole different thing. But the fact is, there has to be a change, and these people who are fighting it, who are making a difference, who are going to Washington, are helping to make that change happen. But again, most of us are not called upon that. But we have with us very courageous people, firemen and women, policemen and women, military men and women. They are all have to show a remarkable amount of courage. It's true, they can go through many, many days when there is nothing particularly happening that requires courage, but the moment that it does, when there's a fire and the firemen and women have to get there and save people and go in to dash into burning buildings, that's incredible. Or the police who have to go and investigate or come upon gangs and drug things that are going on, and, of course, the military that are called into battle. These are huge acts of courage that are taking place every single day all around the world. But, again, most of us, that's not what we're called upon to do. The courage that we're called upon to do has much more to do with how we live our lives and not live them totally in states of fear, rejection, doubt. I want to share with you from a book called The Rays of the Dawn, written by Thurman Fleet, a very, advanced in consciousness person, created concept therapy and some other incredible teachings. And he has a definition of courage that I think is the best that I have ever seen. Courage is that attribute of the soul which gives the individual the strength, the power, and the endurance to overcome or surmount obstacles, weakness, hardships, failure, loss, disappointment, crisis, any force, circumstance, condition, person, or thing that tends to impede the progress or interferes with the well-being of an individual.
That's a very inclusive definition on courage. He really touched all bases. My favorite is quite short, but it drives the point home. Courage is doing what you're afraid to do. There can be no courage unless you're scared. That by Eddie Rickenbacker, a World War I hero.
That's true. Most of the time, we are scared, and we do it anyhow when we do it. And the fact is, the more we take courageous acts, the less fear we have to overcome, because our brain actually registers the fact that, hey, I was able to do that, and that was a difficult thing. And the brain, you know, controls us through the nervous system. The brain controls the way that we think, the emotional effects. So when we take a courageous act, and I'm going to mention what we actually create courageous acts, when we do that, we prime ourselves to be able to do more courageous acts. And not only that, we inspire other people. Just as the Maccabees, with a small band of Jews, six people, inspired a larger group of Jews to join them so that they could, in fact, have freedom from the tyranny of the Syrians. You know, Vincent van Gogh said, "What would life be if we did not have the courage to do new things?" And that, in fact, is also, it isn't something, a scary situation or something that requires great bravery, but so many of us literally are afraid to try a new food, afraid to go to a new place, afraid to meet new people. And that, it does require courage for us to do that, to say, okay, this is not something I necessarily want to do, but I'm going to do it. And as you do, you literally make huge changes in your own brain, which allows you, when and if, and hopefully not called upon, but if you are called upon to exhibit huge courage, you'll be able to do it. I think of the people in the earthquakes and the tsunamis and the hurricanes, and people in Puerto Rico and Houston, in New Orleans some years ago, the courage to rebuild their lives, to rebuild their homes, to rebuild their communities. That takes a lot of courage, because they're living in a state of fear and crisis, and yet they're doing it. They've done it, and they continue to do it.
Something that we continue to do is to give you this great show every day. We are live at 11 a.m. Eastern 5 days a week, and all shows can be heard in our archives 24/7. But here's the reason why you should be listening, whether live or whether in archives, whether you download it. Here's some really good reasons from Beverly Nadler in her own words.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do urge you to go to our homepage at Joyce Barry, Barrie, and friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left, if you click on that, it says follow. And simply by following us right there, right then, you will find out about all our fabulous shows. You need not miss any of them. As I indicated earlier, you can find them in our archives, 8 years of shows. You can arrow down and click on what resonates with you, download it, play it anytime you want, and share it with your friends and family, those people you want to make a difference. So that's Joyce Barry and Friends. .com. And while you're at it, you might want to follow yours truly, Joyce Barry, on Facebook and on Twitter, because all shows are posted in those venues as well. Beverly Nadler has a great website, BeverlyNadler.com, N-A-D-L-E-R, with her research and her profound wisdom on many matters regarding health and other things. Anything you want to just say about that to encourage them to go to your website?
Well, I'd also like to point out the book that I have on there called Vibrational Harmony, the book in which Joyce Barry wrote the preface. That book actually explains a lot of things about life, which most people don't understand because we're not taught these things in school, which helps us to have a better understanding. But even more important, it has processes in there that you can actually use, which will help you to develop not only courage, but whatever things that you would like to have emotionally that helps you to make changes in your life. The book is called Vibrational Harmony. The website is an educational website, but that book may be of tremendous value in helping you make changes in your own life. Thank you for pointing
that out.
What's
the website?
Joyce.
Yeah, the website that you give the free downloads.
Those are two different, there's actual books on there. One is Handling Stress, and the other is The Laws of the Body. And that website has a totally different name. It's vibrationalharmony.biz, and the B-I-Z stands for the business of taking care of yourself. It is a self-help website with two free downloads that will definitely, especially the confidence one, help you. Plus, if you take care of the laws of your body, you will feel better. So in the name of health, they're both very valuable. Thank you.
And that one has something to download about stress. I can't think of a more stressful time for so many people that I know personally. People nationally, people globally, we are in a world of tremendous stress right now. So if I remember correctly, there's something on stress in vibrationalharmony.biz?
Well, that's what I said. There are two downloads there. One is a book on stress, and the other is a book on taking care of your physical body, on physical health. That's what the two books are about.
Right. Okay, moving on. I just want to share a couple of others of my favorite quotes. The men who try to do something and fail are infinitely better than those who try to do nothing and succeed. That by Lloyd Jones. Ambrose Redmoon says, courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something else is more important
than fear. Ralph Waldo Emerson says, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. And I found this little teeny poem quite inspiring on courage. Come to the edge. We can't. We're afraid. Come to the edge. We can't. We will fail. Come to the edge. And they came, and he pushed them, and then they flew. And that was by Apollinaire, a French poet and philosopher. So you never know what's in front of you until you take that leap of faith.
That's so true. Keeping with a quote, this is from John Wayne, the actor. Courage is being scared to death and saddling up anyway. It's a little lighter, but it's the truth. Victor Hugo said, have courage for the great sorrows of life and patience for the small ones. And when you have laboriously accomplished your daily task, go to sleep in peace. God is awake. I thought that was a lovely quote. Let me mention some of the things in life that require courage. Going for a job interview, having the taking the risk of being turned down, the risk of feeling like a failure, but doing it anyhow, the courage to enter talent contests. You know, Joyce and I both love America's Got Talent, and I love The Voice and the dancing shows, all of these. What do you think goes through the minds and the hearts of these people as they're entering these shows with the whole world watching them, the courage that it takes to do that? Some people won't even get up to in an audience of four people to speak their mind. And here are these people that are entering contests, and I'm sure that there is fear. There is a whole lot of consideration before they even go on. But as one of the quotes that you gave, Joyce, recognizing that something else is far more important. And to them, the possibility that they might win. After all, there's only one winner in all of these contests. The opportunity that they might win spurs them on to do the things that requires a tremendous amount of courage. The talent alone is not enough. You've got to have the courage to see it through and do what you need to do in order to get out there. Every entertainer that we watch has had tremendous courage in order to do what they do. Every artist, especially when art at one time had to be realistic. That's all there was until photography came around. And then we had a whole group of artists that defied making their pictures, their paintings, their artwork look real. And we got the Impressionists. They went through a lot of criticism, and people did not like at all what they were doing. And yet today, artists like Monet and Matisse, Gauguin, Van Gogh, looked upon as geniuses. And then there was a show last season on Genius. They had two of them so far. The first was Einstein. Next was on Picasso, because Picasso even broke away from what was considered okay, the Impressionist of the time. That was okay. He had a lot of people criticize him. There were awards he was going to get, which he never got, because of the fact that he had broken with the tradition of what was considered art. But today we go through museums and we see all kinds of artwork, some of which is realistic and beautiful, some impressionistic, some what they call expressionist, some surreal, and we appreciate all of it because all of it, literally all art, comes from the soul.
Absolutely. And I want to get back to courage and what holds people back, fear. So, folks, are you familiar with the acronym on fear, FALSE, evidence appearing real. It appears real, even though it may have no real substance, arising when we feel threatened or undermined, which makes us cling to the known and familiar. So remember that acronym, false evidence appearing real. That might help you get past something and put into motion the courage that it'll take to ask for that raise, ask for that promotion, tell someone that you love them, and the list goes on and on. False evidence appearing real.
Beautifully said, Joyce. And, you know, telling someone that you love them, this reminds me of the courage that it takes to say, I made a mistake, or even if you don't feel that you made a mistake, but because you love the person or because they're a dear friend, apologizing anyhow or giving them a hug if they're, you know, in within the same area you are, even though there's part of you that is, does not want to do that. And I am very aware of that resistance, because I've had it in my past. I can feel what it's like, and children are the best, though. Children will make up, you know, immediately. I mean, they may be really, really angry with you, but in tears, but if you just hug them or just say, it's okay, they're over it. And that's what, as adults, the power to forgive. It takes a tremendous amount of courage when you've been hurt to be willing to forgive, and so many families do not do that. They go on with hating each other, and they go to weddings and parties, and the people have to figure out, where can I put Cousin Sadie so that she's not near Robert or whatever is going on, because they don't have the courage to bring back a relationship that had meaning for them, which is such a healing thing, because as we hold on to our own anger and our own fears about the other person, we are literally holding on to that which stops the healing, literally interferes with the healing energy that flows through us.
Absolutely. I want to share something called I Promise Myself by Christian Lawson. And as I share this with you folks, ask yourself what you can promise yourself so you can move forward and see how it relates to courage.
I Promise Myself by Christian D. Lawson. I promise myself to be so strong that nothing can disturb my peace of mind. I promise myself to talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person I meet. I promise myself to make all my friends feel that there is something worthwhile in them. I promise myself to look at the sunny side of everything and make my optimism come true. I promise myself to think only of the best, to work only for the best, and to expect only the best. I promise myself to be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as I am about my own. I promise myself to forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater achievements of the future. I promise myself to wear a cheerful expression at all times and give a smile to every living creature I meet. I promise myself to give so much time improving myself that I have no time to criticize others. I promise myself to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble. I promise myself to think well of myself and to proclaim this fact to the world, not in loud words, but in great deeds. I promise myself to live in faith that the whole world is on my side, so long as I am true to the best that is in me.
I just find that so inspiring.
What a lovely message that is. Yes, and it is a promise that unfortunately will break day after day, and yet as we go back and say, I'm going to do this again and again, it is beautiful, really beautiful. It reminds me of AA, of people with addictions, and it's not AA is the major one, Alcoholics Anonymous, but we also have it for weight and for debtors and gamblers and such. The promise that they make to themselves and to other people in their desire to overcome their addiction. And this is a huge amount of courage to even go to a meeting, to even admit in front of the public what is their issue, and then to continue on and perhaps fail the first few times, but say, no, I'm going back and doing this again because it's that important to me. So, yeah, that beautiful piece that you read, that you shared reminded me of that. And it reminds me also of the courage it takes for people, especially years ago, who were gay or transgender, to come out and admit it and say, yes, yes, this is who I am. And, you know, Oscar Wilde said, be yourself. Everyone else is taken. I love that quote. The fact is, today it is easier to come out, but still it is difficult in many areas in our country where, I'm going to say, the consciousness has not really accepted the fact that we have many, many different lifestyles, many different beliefs, many different ways of functioning, and everything should be respected. As long as people are not out to harm you, they should be respected. Every time I hear about or read about someone being persecuted or even killed because of their sexual orientation, I say, haven't we moved beyond that yet?
And folks, as I said, sharing that, think about what you promise yourself and when you will actually implement it, the courage that it takes. The show is designed to be educational, yes, but far more important, to inspire you to take action. So as a coach, as a success coach, the thing I don't want to hear you say is you get it and you'll implement it someday. So I wrote this for all of you who actually believe there is a someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? Folks, the show Courage, the catalyst
to
change.
I was going to say, you are so correct. You are so correct. We often put things off. Yeah, I'll do that someday, and then we forget about it. So thank you for that.
The courage, the catalyst for change, as I said, it's not just a show to listen to and learn. It's to listen to, get inspired, and then ask yourself the question, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when? Beverly, as we wrap up here, what message do you want to leave our audience, and what poem do you have that you want to inspire them with?
Actually, I'd like to relive a message that comes from a man named Matthew Kelly. Everything in life requires courage, whether it's playing football or coaching something or crossing the room to ask a woman out on a date or rekindling a love that has grown cold, whether it's your first day at college or your first day back at college after 20 years, starting a new business, battling a potentially fatal disease, getting married, struggling to overcome an addiction, or coming humbly before your God in prayer. Life takes courage. Courage is essential to the human experience. Courage animates us, brings us to life, and makes everything else possible. And yet, he concludes, in this, courage is the rarest quality in the human person. And so what we're saying today is that you can cultivate it. You can create more courage in your own life by being willing to move beyond your fears. David Ben-Gurion said, courage is a special kind of knowledge, the knowledge of how to fear what ought to be feared and how not to fear what ought not to be feared.
Great message from great people. And let's hear your great poem.
My poem is I Can. I look in the mirror and ask myself, what do I want to be? What do I want to have and do? The choice is up to me. Created in the image of God, the Bible says we are. And with God, all things are possible, so reach for the highest star. First, we have to set our goals and then create our plan. And when doubts and fears get in the way, keep on saying, I can. Face each day with confidence, stand tall with your head held high. Believe in yourself and you'll make it. You can if only you'll try. Dare to hold fast to your dream while you do what you must do. Always keep your eye on your vision. The wisdom inside will guide you. Take action. Get out of the shadows and step out into the sun. For the only race you can win in life is the race that you have run. We measure success by money and wealth, but so much better by far is the success of feeling the power inside when you know who you really are. Each one of us is a special person. We're all one of a kind with untapped potential that awakens when you learn how to use your mind. Now when I look in the mirror, I finally love what I see. I can do anything I really want to. Thank God I'm me. And thank God you're all you, with the power to be a catalyst in your own life for the changes that you want to make.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I just want to share one quickie before we wrap up here, and this is called Life's Own Battle by Emma Jackson. Don't want a battle, yet you declared war. Each knock you gave me made me stronger than before. I will not give up. I will not give in. You won't make me fail. I won't let you win. And I share that for all of you who point a finger on someone else for your troubles, your obstacles, to remember that little poem by Emma Jackson, "You won't make me fail. I won't let you win." So from the coach's corner, take responsibility for all your trials and tribulations, that you can surpass whatever you need to, that you can create your own courage, your own miracles. It's all up to you. So having said that, I will end with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. I absolutely do believe in miracles, and I urge you to believe in them as well, because when you do, you'll see you are surrounded by them. Little miracles, big miracles. And folks, go out and make someone happy today. Create random acts of kindness. Pay it forward. Pay it backwards. Just do whatever you can to make the world a better place, one person and one positive action at a time. So having said that, we want to make you folks happy right here, right now. So we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us to the Joyce Barry Mash.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
the Joyce Barry Mash. Wow. Joyce knows all about having fun. She's a home business wizard and she's just begun. She's a coaching sensation for not just me or you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.